Last time we started discussing Tosfos de Bemaschelo here on Tzadites Amid Beis, Tosfos talks about the nature of Dalet Kosos. The Mishnah says that the Gaboi Tzedakah have to ensure that every Oni has Dalet Kosos. So Tosfos points out that it sounds like only the Oni needs the Dalet Kosos, but the Bnei Bayis of the Oni do not need Dalet Kosos. And he says it's a Svara, that just like by Kiddush one person is Motzi the whole Mishpacha, so too by Dalet Kosos it makes sense that one individual, that the Balabayas, could be Motzi the entire Mishpacha. But then he has a Suffolk. Maybe, even though Dalet Kosos is similar to Kiddush, he really has a din of Kosos Shel Bracha. He has a Suffolk, maybe even by Kosos Shel Bracha, everyone needs their own Kos. Maybe there really is an Inyan, even by Kosos Shel Bracha, not to have the Balabayas be Motzi everyone in the Kiddush completely, but rather, everyone should have their own kos. What do I mean by completely? There's no question that the Balabayas can be motzi everyone in the bracha. The mitzvah shebedibur, the kiddush bedvarim itself, avada, the Balabayas can make that bracha. It's not like everyone has to make their own kiddush. Balabayas can make kiddush on behalf of the homishbacha. But maybe even by koso shel bracha, everyone needs their own kos, their own physical heftz of the kos. It's just the Balabayas will be motzi them in the kiddush. That's the suffix of Tosis. And he goes back and forth. He has many rayas as we discussed at great length yesterday, Rayas from Kiddush, Rayas from Dalet Kosos, going back and forth. He's mixing and matching because he really puts the Dalet Kosos and Kiddush all together, b'chada machta. So he tries to bring Rayas from Kiddush, he's Docha, brings another Raya against, then he brings Rayas from Dalet Kosos, that maybe everyone should have their own Kos. Back and forth. There's a whole back and forth in Tosfos. We just pointed out that the Rambam argues fundamentally with Tosfos. The Rambam claims that Dalet Kosos is not a din of Kosher Bracha, but rather it's a Chovas Shtia Derech Cheres. So according to the Rambam, certainly every member of the Bnei Mishpacha would have to have their own Kosos for Dalet Kosos, because the Ikar is the Shtia, the Ikar is not the Kos. That's the Rambam's approach. And we mentioned that the Brisker Rav talks at great length about this Machlokes, the Rambam and Tosfos. There are many Nafkaminim. It's a shame on Daf Kufches. We'll get to some of the Nafkaminim. But Tosfos clearly assumes that Dalet Kosos is not a Chovah Shtia. The Iker of Dalet Kosos is not a Chovah Shtia. The Iker is really just a Kos Shel Bracha. Of course, there's a secondary element to these Kos Shel Bracha, just like by every other Kos Shel Bracha. Like the Gemara in Erevin says on Daf Mem Amud Beis, HaMavarech Tzarech Sheyitom, there's an Inyan to say Kiddush on a kos, and not only to say Kiddush on a kos to give chashivas to the Kiddush, but even to drink that kos. As Rashi in Erevin on Daf Mem Amud Beis says, so that it shouldn't be a genai for the kos. It's not right. You're making a bracha on the kos, and then you're not going to drink from the kos, just put it away. That's a genai. It's a disgrace for the kos. So there is a chovas shtia even by regular kos or shor bracha, but that's secondary. That's not the ikar. It's a secondary element that once you're making the bracha on the kos, so then it's appropriate to drink that kos, but it's not absolutely necessary. Okay, so that's Shitas Tosfos, that Dalet Kosos are Kosos Shel Bracha, with the extra added element of Hamavarat Tzarech Shita, but fundamentally they're Kosos Shel Bracha. We started talking last time about this suffix of Tosfos. We mentioned that it's quite a chiddush. It's a chiddush of Tosfos to assume that maybe even if Dalet Kosos are a din of Kosos Shel Bracha, maybe you should require a Kos for each and every individual. And Tosfos has that suffix not just by Dalet Kosos, but by Kiddush in general, by all Kosos Shel Bracha. What kind of a suffix is that? Choritz, it's a Pella. Why should that be true? If you tell me that there's a Chovas Shtia, a fundamental Chovas Shtia, that the Iker of the Dalet Kosos is the Shtia like the Rambam said, then I understand everyone needs their own Kos because everyone has to drink. But if you say the whole din is a din Kosos Shel Bracha, even if you'll tell me that the din of kosher bracha requires that you say the dibur on a kos, but why should everyone need the kos? The mavarech is mavarech on a kos, so shouldn't it be enough that I'm listening to the mavarech be mavarech on a kos? Why do I need my own kos? What does my own kos help me? Very often you come to a simcha, you're eating out, you know, and before someone makes kiddush, so everyone pours a little bit of wine into their kosos. Now, when people are eating in their own homes, so very often they don't pour wine at their own kosos, but rather they get wine from the balabais. But sometimes when you have many, many tables, a big, big simchit spread out, they have a lot of grape juice on the table, so people pour into their own kosos. Is there an inyan to do that? How much do they have to pour into their kos? Do they need a revius in their kos? A little bit in their kos? Are they pouring just so they can have a little grape juice once the mevarech is going to make a bracha, so then they can have? What are they doing this for? From Tosis, you get the impression that there's an inyan that the Shomea should have their own, should have his own kos. Should have his own kos. What kind of an idea is that? Seems like a real pella. If we were to explain that the suffix in Tosis is what's the nature of Dalet Kosos, is it a kosher bracha? Is it a chova shtia? So then I understand the suffix. If it's a chova shtia, so of course each and every individual needs their own kos. The Rambam would say, of course, each and every individual needs their own kos. Even if the Balabai is going to be motzi everyone in the brachas, he's going to say the brachas and everyone's just going to listen. But of course they need their own kos, because shtia is it. Shtia is everything about the Dalet Kosos. But that's not what Tosis holds. Tosis holds that the ikar of the Dalet Kosos is koso shel bracha. He has a separate suffix. The koso shel bracha required that everyone has their own kos. What kind of a suffix is that? So comes the Chazon Ish and he suggests, you know what the suffix of Tosis is? Tosis is really mistopic about the nature of the din of Shomea Ka'onet. The old Chakira that we always come back to. What is Shomea Ka'onet? When a person listens to someone else reciting Kiddush, is it like he's medaber? Is he reciting Kiddush himself? Shomea Ka'onet Mamash, it's a literal equation? Or should we say, no, it's not a literal equation, but rather, what Chazal is saying, Shomea Ka'onet means that it's as good as Ani. Shmia is as good as Dibur. You really have two tracks, two parallel tracks to be Yotze the Mitzvah. You can be Yotze the Mitzvah Shabbat Dibur with Dibur. You can be Yotze with Shmia. By listening to someone who's Medaber, you're linking up to the Medaber, and you're Yotze through like a form of Shlichus almost. If he's Yotze, and I link up to him, then I can be Yotze with Shmia. I'm not being Medaber. He's being Medaber. I'm not Medaber, but I'm linking up to the Medaber. Should we say Shomea is literally the same as Dibur? Al Pidin, it has a din of Dibur. It's as if I am saying the words of the Kiddush. Or should we say, no, I'm not saying the words of the Kiddush. He's saying the words of the Kiddush. But because I'm linking up to him, I'm creating a shlichus, I'm creating a relationship with the Mekadesh. That relationship, that shlichus, allows me to be Yotze with Shmia, even without Dibur. That's the shaila. This is a shaila that the Chazon Ish raises. You know, the Chazon Ish is not a sefer that's known for Chakiris. It's not known for Chakiris. But in the first volume of Chazon Ish, Shar Chaim, he has some Torah that sounds a bit more yeshivish. You know, a little bit more of a yeshivish style. Interesting. Some say that the Chazon Ish wrote that way in the beginning, you know, to make his svarim palatable for those in the yeshivas. But ultimately, you know, when he wrote the other volumes, he wrote in a style that was more akin to what he felt comfortable with. That's the way he learned. Ha'oras, you know, ideas, thoughts, the chiyah, different ideas, but not such like a... He doesn't like set out with a chakira. Here in Simen Chavtes, Arachayim, the Chazon Ish starts in Osalef, he says, Hoda Arminon Shomea Ka'one. That which we say Shomea Ka'one, I perusha sheyotze b'maisa ha-shmiya l'chud, are you yotze with the maisa shmiya? Is he yotzi with the maisa shmiya l'chud, or is he creating some kind of a shituf with the medaber? It's not even so clear what the chakira is that he's raising over here. What's he saying? The way they say it in the yeshivas, the chakira is, are you yotzi with the maisa shmiya that the Maisa Shmiya itself is like a Dibur? Or the Pshat is, no, it's not a Dibur, but you're being Mishtatev. You are connecting between the Dibur of your friend and your Shmiya. Somehow you're connecting with him, and through the connection you're going to be Yotze. That's the Chakira of the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish concludes that he thinks that it's the second approach. It's not that Shmiya is Mamish Kadiba, but rather your Yotze, by connecting to the Mashmir. Yotze with like a shlichus. He says in Oz Gimel, Kevin Shinin Shomea Ka'ona, who his achdus ha-shomea v'ha-mashmir, zebe diber v'zebe shmir. It's clear, he's saying it's a his achdus, it's a connection between the Mashmir and the Shomea, this one with diber, this one with shmir, and they're connecting. So he's being Yotze with the shmir, with the connection through the shmir. So says the Chazon Ish, Nira dezeroshin estapku betosus psachim tzadites amid beis. He says, I think this is the suffix. Shiehei tzorach kos l'chol ha-shomim. Tosus has a suffix, maybe all the shomim need a kos. Why? Sokta chazen ish, dainu taima denehi de shomea ke medaber, nikamokom lohavi ala kos. If you say that shomea is kemedaber mamish, so then what's that going to help him? If the whole idea of Dalet Kosos is that the Kosos shel bracha, that you're supposed to recite the Kiddush and the Haggadah and the Birchas Hamazon and the Hallel on a Kos, so what's it going to help if Shomea Ka'one? Shomea Ka'one, I'm listening to someone else say the bracha. So if Shomea Ka'one works because I'm the Medaber, so I'm the one making the bracha, if I don't have a Kos in front of me, it's like I'm making the bracha not on the Kos. So how's it going to help? Chazanish says it couldn't be that Shomea is Ka'one Mamish, that it's Kemedaber Mamish. Because if that's the case, then how would you be Yotze? So he says that's the suffix of Tosis. The suffix of Tosis is, do we assume that Shomea is Kemedaber Mamish? And if it's Kemedaber Mamish, then each and every Shomea needs their own Kos. Because if they don't have their own Kos, then it's like they were Medaber Shalo Ala Kos. Or should we say that Shomea is not Kemedaber Mamish, but rather the Shomea is Yotze by linking up to the Medaber? If it's all about linking up to the Medaber through the Shmir, through a Shlichus, so then who needs the Kos? The Medaber needs the Kos. If the Medaber is being Mekadesh on a Kos, if he's saying Brachas on a Kos, and I'm linking up to him, then it's Ke'ilu, I did whatever I have to do. As long as I link up to someone who's being Yotze the Mitzvah, then I'm going to be Yotze as well. So if he is Yotze the Mitzvah, with all the Tna'im, all the conditions for the mitzvah, then I can be Yotze as well. But if the pshat is Shomei is Ka'one Mamish, it's Kemedaber Mamish, then I need a Kos in front of me, because if not, then I'm Medaber, but there's no Kos in front of me. But he has a Kos in front of him. No, all I'm doing is I'm taking his Dibur, and I'm attributing it to me. I'm making it Ke'ilu, I'm Medaber. So I'm the one in the driver's seat. If I'm the one who's being Medaber, if I'm making the bracha, then I need a Kos in front of me. Because if I don't have a Kos in front of me, linking up to him is not enough, because all I'm getting from him is the Dibur. Says the Chasanish, Umil, my the Kaimelan chain Sarah Kos Lecholecha, and Al Korcha, Chainotam, and the Dibra, Mashmia, Hanishlam, Bechol Tnoi, Hamitzvah, Kedidei Damya. Says the Chasanish, the fact that we pass that you don't need a Kos Bifne Kolecha Ve'echad, we don't have a Kos in front of all the Mesubim. They listen to the Bracha from the Mekadish, and that's enough. So the fact that we pass in that way, says the Chasanish, that must mean, that shows you that Shomea Ka'one doesn't mean that it's Kemedaber Mamish, but rather, that you're simply linking up to the Medaber. The Medaber is Yotze the Mitzvah, and through Shlichus, I'm able to be Yotze the Mitzvah as well. I'm not speaking, he's speaking, but I'm listening to him. And through the listening, I can be Yotze as well, because I'm linking up to him. So as long as he has all of the Tanaim of the Mitzvah, as long as he has a Kos, and the Bracha is Al HaKos for him, then I can be Yotze with his Mitzvah, because I'm linking up to his Mitzvah. I'm not just taking his Dibur and applying it to myself, and now I need all of the Tanaim of the mitzvah to be Yotze. No, he needs the tzvah of the mitzvah. I'm just linking up to his kiyum mitzvah. As long as I link up to his kiyum mitzvah with my shmir, then I can be Yotze. This is what the Chazon Ish wants to suggest. And based on this, he's masig on the Beis Halevi. He says, Ulefiha omer yesh la'ayin b'mashakasa b'sefer Beis Hay. What's Beis Hay? Beis Halevi. Lehagrid lehagon Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik. Hagon av bezdin de brisk. That's the Beis Halevi. The Rav's great-grandfather, right? The Beis Halevi says, She'ein din shomer ka'ona bevirchas ka'ona mishim detzarach kol ram. A famous idea of the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi in his Perush on Chumash at the end of Sefer Bereishis, he has a very short comment. He says he thinks that shomer ka'ona doesn't work by birchas ka'ona. What do? We have the ka'onim going up to the Duchan, and they all say birchas ka'ona. They say the bracha, the birchas ha-mitzvah, and then they give the three brachas of the Birchas Kohanim, and everyone says the bracha. So the Beis Halevi says, you know, maybe they should do it through Shomer Ka'onah. Is it necessary for everyone to say the bracha themselves? Maybe they could just use Shomer Ka'onah. Maybe for someone who finds it very hard to speak loud, or someone who has laryngitis or something, so he can be Yotze, he can listen to the bracha of the other Kohanim, tell one of the other Kohanim, he wants to be Yotze from him. So he'll listen to the bracha, the other Kohanim will be mechavin to be motzi him, and then he'll be able to be Yotze, midin shomer ka'ona. Does that work? So says the Beis Halevi, I don't think so. I don't think it should work. Why? Because one of the rules of Birchas Kohanim is that kosev archos b'nei Yisrael omar lohem, there's a need to say the Birchas Kohanim b'kol ram. You can't just say, the Kohen can't just say it in a way that he hears the bracha. The Kohol has to be able to hear the bracha. It has to be loud enough that the Kohol hears everyone. Right? If, you know, the Kohol, it's a whole mishmash of dibra. It's not like they're going to hear anyone in particular, but it has to be loud enough that if everyone were quiet, they'd be able to focus on this one individual. They're hearing everyone. They're hearing the kol. It's got to be b'kol ram. So says the Beis Halevi, you can say shomea ka'onef and haink biz morgan. You can say shomea ka'onef from today until tomorrow. The reality is you can't attribute the kol ram of one kohen to the other kohen. If Shimon the Kohen hears Reuven the Kohen saying the bracha, so we can say, oh, it's ki'ilu Shimon was medaber the words of the Birchas Kohanim. But the Tanoi Adibur, exactly what the volume is, the fact that it's being done b'kol ram, I can't attribute that from one to the other. How do I do that? I can only attribute the basic dibur. You just say, it's as if he was medaber. But the quality of the speech, whether it's raspy, whether it's high, whether it's low, you don't attribute that. You can't attribute that one from the other. So says the Beis Halevi, because Birchas Kohanim has to be B'kol Ram, you can't be Yotzim, you didn't Shemek Ha'onim. That's the Beis Halevi's Yisod. The Beis Halevi is assuming that the only thing that you attribute one to the other based on Shemek Ha'onim is the basic Dibur. But the Tanoi HaDibur, you can't attribute one to the other. And that's why a Kohen can't be Yotzim Birchas Kohanim, midin Shemek Ha'onim. Okay, this is the simple understanding of the Beis Halevi. That's the way the Chazanish seems to explain. So Chazon Ish says, well, I just proved to you, since the Shomim don't need a separate kos, so it must be that Shomei Ha'ona doesn't mean that the Shmi is exactly like the Dibur, but rather, that midin Shomei Ha'ona, the Shomei can be Yotzei, because he's linking up to the Medaber. As long as the Medaber is Yotzei, he's doing the Mitzvah Sheba Dibur, with all of the Tnoim of the Dibur. Then the Shomei can be Yotzei midin Shmiya. So says the Chazon Ish, if that's the case, why shouldn't Shomea Kohanim work by Birchas Kohanim? So what that the Shomea is not B'kol Ram, but he's listening to someone who is being Mevarech B'kol Ram. So if that individual, if the Kohen who's Mevarech B'kol Ram is Yotzei, and the second Kohen is linking up to the first Kohen, then the second Kohen is going to be Yotzei as well. Why not? Zok the Chazon Ish, Lefi Amor, Yesh La'ayim B'mashakaz V'sefer Beis HaLevi, says the Chazon Ish, what does it matter that the Shomea is not B'kol Ram? He doesn't have to be B'kol Ram. He just has to listen to someone who is doing it B'kol Ram. As long as the Mashmia is Mekayim, all of the Tanoi Adibar, and he's Yotzi the Mitzvah, the Shomea is linking up to the person who's being Yotzi the Mitzvah, so he's going to be Yotzi as well. This idea of the Beis Halevi that you need Kol Ram, so therefore Shomea Ka'on is not going to help you because it can't attribute the Tnoi Hadibur to the Shomea. Says the Chazon Ish, that's only true if you hold Shomea's Ka'on in Mamish, if he's Medaber Mamish. Then we can only attribute the basic Dibur, just to say, Alpidin, it's as if he's speaking. But the Tnoi Hadibur, all the Tnoim, that you can't attribute. You can't attribute Kol Ram, you can't attribute Al HaKos, the fact that he's making Kiddush on a Kos. No, that the Shomea needs himself. So if he doesn't have a kos in front of him, he's not going to be Yotze. If he doesn't do a B'kol Ram, he can't be Yotze. But says the Chazon Ish, that's not what Shomea Kohen is about. Shomea Kohen is about linking up to someone who's being Yotze the Mitzvah. So if you say that, as long as the person who's Mashmia is Mekayim, all of the Tznoim of the Mitzvah, so then, of course the Shomea is going to be Yotze. Because he's linking up to someone who's being Yotze. This is the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says the suffix in Tosfos as to whether you need a kos b'fnei kol echad ve'echad, that suffix revolves around the nature of the din of Shomei Ka'onet. If Shomei is Ka'onet, it's k'dibur mamish, so then each individual, each Shomei needs a kos in front of him, because if not, then it's not like he's mevarech al kos. Whereas if you assume that Shomei Ka'onet just links the Shomei up to someone who's being Yotzei, as long as the Mashmiya is Mekayim, all of the Tnoi HaMitzvah, then that's enough, even if the Shomei is not being Mekayim all of the Tanoim of the Mitzvah. Okay, questions? Okay. This Yesod of the Chazon Ish, this Chakira, question as to what Shomei Kohanim means, whether he's Medaber Mamash or he's just linking up to the Mashmia. So this question has several other Nafkamina, several other issues relating to Kos Shel Bracha, that might hinge on this question as well. Right? Aside from this issue, suffix of Tosis as to whether all of the Shomim need their own kos, there are at least another two issues that we find in the Rishonim, in the Poskim, that might hinge on this question. One of these issues is found in the Rosh and Psachim in our Perek. The Rosh talks about when the Shomim are allowed to drink. Right? Let's say they're listening to Kiddush from the Balabais, and they want to drink. Do they have to wait until the Mevarich drinks, or can they drink immediately after the Bracha? That's the Shaila that the Rosh is addressing in Siman Tes Zayin. Let's see the Siman together. The Rosh is going on that Gemara in Kuvav. Rav Ashi went to Mechoza, and they asked him to make Kiddush Rabbah, so he said the Bar Piyagofen, and Chazi Lahahusav, Davagochem Vishasi, the old man bent down and he was drinking. So Rav Ashi said, "Kari anafshe hachacham ina barosh." He says, "Oh, it was great. It was a great idea. I made the bar pegov, and I figured out that that's all kiddush rabbah really is." So the Rosh is v'im tomer v'ha'hu sava heich shasa kodem amavarech. How is this person able to drink? Rav Ashi didn't drink, so how is the sava able to drink? Well, what's going on in the story? Forget about how he figured out that kiddush rabbah is only a bar pegov, but how is the sava able to drink first? The Gemara says in Perek Shlosha She'achlu in Brachas, talking about Betzias HaPas, when one person is making Hamotzi for the whole Tzibur. So the Gemara says that the Mesubim are not able, they're not supposed to be Toim until the Mevarech is Toim. So if the Mesubim are not supposed to be Toim, so how was that Sava Toim before Rav Ashi, before the Mevarech, was Toim from the Kiddush? The Yeshlomar, so the Rosh first suggests, it's not that the Sava drank. No, but Rav Ashi was Ogid Bey, right? He was holding on to the Bar Piagof and he wasn't going on. So the Sava bent over to get the Kos. He moved his hand. Rav Ashi saw, he's moving his hand to the Kos. He's not expecting me to continue. So he quickly drank. Rav Ashi quickly drank before the Mesubim, because of course the Mevarech has to drink before. So basically the first answer to the Rosh is, in a Hanami, the Mekadosh is the one who has to drink first. The Mesubim are not able to drink. Even if the Mesubim have Kosos in front of them, it would seem as though the Mesubim are not allowed to drink until the Mevarech drinks. Says the Rosh, V'yesh Mefarshim haynu davka gabi hamotzi, shetzorech ha-Mevarech litom kidyamin beperek ra'uhu bezdin. Lo yifra sadem prusa la'orchem elam ken ochli mohim. Hilkach lo yitom acher lefonav. The Yesh Mefarshim and the Rosh say that ena mesubim rashayim litom machiyatam hamavarech. That's only talking about hamotzi. That's talking about bread. Why dafka bread? Because bread is just a birchas hanenin. It's not a birchas hamitzvah. It's a birchas hanenin. So because it's just a birchas hanenin, and the mavarech has to be toim because it's a birchas hanenin. So if any time the mavarech is being toim, if he has to be toim, then he's supposed to be the first one. The mesubim are not supposed to taste before him. Only hamotzi. But the Yesh Mefarshim would say, "Avagabi kiddush dein chover akshiyitom echad yochol acher litom lefanav." But by kiddush, since only one individual has to be toim, it doesn't have to be the actual mevarich. We'll see. There are different sheet that says the who has to be toim. The din of hamevarich tzarich shiyitom. Who does that apply to? We'll see. But the Yesh Mefarshim are assuming that the mevarich doesn't have to be the one to be toim from the kiddush. Maybe someone else can be toim. So because someone else can be toim, even if the Mavarech is going to be toim kishir, the other people can be toim first. Okay, so the first teretz in the Rosh is that in a Hanami, the din is that the Mekadesh has to be toim first. The person who makes the Baruch of Hamotzi has to be toim first, the Mekadesh has to be toim first, there's no question. Come the Yesh Mefarshim and they say, maybe there's a chilek between Hamotzi as opposed to Kiddush. By Hamotzi, since the Mevarech has to be toim, so he's the one who's supposed to be toim first. But by Kiddush, since the Mevarech doesn't have to be toim, someone else can be toim instead of him, that's enough. So then the Shomeya can be toim before the Mevarech. That's what the Yesh Mefarshim were assuming. Comes the Rosh and says, I don't think the Yesh Mefarshim are right. Miu bi Rishalmi mashma de'en chiluk. From the Rishalmi it's mashma that there is no distinction between Hamotzi as opposed to Kiddush. The Garcin and Hassam Amarib Abba Bishem Rabbeinu Ainam Mesubim Rashim Litta Machiatam Amavarech. The Yishami quotes a day that the Mesubim cannot taste. Rabbi Huda ben Lakish Omer Shosin Afa Bishlo Shasahu. Rabbi Huda ben Lakish says no, that they're allowed to drink before the Mavarech. Flo Pligi Zakh the Yishami Mada Amarib Abba Kshayu Kulan Zukukamakos Echad. Mada Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, kashiyesh lechal echa ve'echad kosa biyada. The Yerushalmi says, look, there's no difference between Hamotzi as opposed to Kiddush. There's a machlokas whether they're allowed to drink or they're allowed to taste beforehand, right? It seems like the whole chilik of the Yerushalmi is whether they have their own kos in front of him or they don't have their own kos in front of them. That's clear. But the chilik that the Yerushalmi is setting up is not between Hamotzi as opposed to Kiddush. The Yerushalmi says that there's no machlokas over here. If they all are zokok l'kos echad, if there's only one kos, so then even if the mevarich doles out to the mesubim, he gives them from his kos, they have to wait until the mevarich drinks. That's why the mevarich should drink first before he doles out from his kos. But if they have their own kos in front of them, zok Yerushalmi, they can taste before the mevarich. So comes the Rosh and says, I don't understand the chilik of the Yesh Mefarshim. If you look at the Yerushalmi, you see clearly there's no distinction between Hamotzi as opposed to Hagofen, right? Hamotzi as opposed to Kiddush. It's the same Aloch. It's the same Aloch. It's all a function of whether they have their own or they don't have their own. But, says the Rosh, once you see the chilik of the Yerushalmi, then we have an answer to our question. V'hashtanicha hacha kishaya kosa biyadam. The kasha we asked is how could that Hahu Sava drink before Rav Ashi? How was he able to drink before? So the Yesh Mefarshim claimed that he was able to drink before because there's something special about Kiddush. That by Kiddush, since someone else can be Toim and the Mevarch doesn't have to be Toim, so the other individual is able to be Toim before? Says the Rosh, that's not the answer. The answer is it depends. It depends if the Shomea has his own kos. If he has his own kos, then he can drink first. If he doesn't have his own kos, so then the Mevarech is giving him from the kos Shel Bracha, then he can't drink before the Mevarech. Machlokas between the Yesh Mefarshim and the Rosh, what's the din? Yesh Mefarshim say that when it comes to Kiddush, anyone can taste first. They don't have to wait for the Mevarech to be Toim. It sounds like whether they have their own kos, or even if they're drinking from the kos of the Mevarech, if he gives them to drink, they can drink before the Mevarech actually drinks. Comes the Rosh and says, no, there's a split. If they have their own kos, then they can drink first. But if they don't have their own kos, then they have to wait for the Mevarech to be Toim first before they can drink from the kos Shel Bracha. Adds the Rosh, v'tzarech lomar, ki koso shelahem lo haya pegumim, shal yiru'uyim lebracha. The kos of Shel Bracha, the kos of the Sova, wasn't a kos pogum. It wasn't something that someone drank out of. They were roy. It was roy lebracha. She'anu roin ki'ilu kol echad kidei shal kosa. Ve'avu b'shein tzrichen lishtos l'chachila miu mitzvah lishtos. Says the Rosh, why is this true? What's the tam adover? Why is it true that if they have their own kosos, then the shomim can drink before the mevarich? He says, because it must be that their kos is not pogum. So if the kos is not pogum, we treat it as though they made the kiddush on their own kos. Sounds like the kos has to have a shear too. It has to have a shear revius. It has to be a kos that's roi for kiddush. So if the kos is roi for kiddush, it has the right shear, and it's not a kos pogum, we treat it as if they made the bracha on their own kos, and if they make the bracha on their own kos, then of course they can drink before the mevarech. This is the yesod of the Rosh. What is the Rosh telling us? That if everyone has their own kos, then the shomim are able to drink before the mevarich. They can be toim before the mevarich. If they don't have their own kos, they're not able to be toim before the mevarich. But if they have their own kos, then they are able to be toim before the mevarich. What's the svar over here? What's the Rosh saying? The Rosh told us what the svar is. That if they have their own kos, and their kos is roi lebracha, it's not a kos pogum, and as we added, it also has the right shear, so it's ki'ilu, they made kiddush on their own kos. Ki'ilu, roen, ki'ilu, kolecha, kiddush al kosa. Ki'ilu, they made kiddush on their own kos. So what's the Rosh clearly assuming? What's Shomer Ka'one? According to the Chazon Ish, l'chora, the Rosh is assuming that Shomer Ka'one means it's like Dibur Mamish. It's as if they made kiddush on their own kos. They're not linking up to the kiddush, to the mitzvah, the kiyum mitzvah of the Makadish. No, it's ki'ilu, they were Makadish on their own kos. So they're Makadish on their own coast, then they can drink before the Mevarech on their own coast. So just one second. But according to that, how can the Rosh split? If the Rosh holds Shomer Ka'one means that Shomer is Kimedaber Mamish, and that's why if they have their own coast, so we treat it as though they made Kiddush on their own coast and they can taste before the Mevarech, So how can the Rosh entertain the possibility that maybe they won't have their own kos and they can be yotzei from the Mekadesh? If Shomea Ka'one, didn't the Chazon Ish say if Shomea Ka'one means it's Kedibur Mamish, then they have to have their own kos? How can the Rosh straddle both sides of the fence to say, well, if they have their own kos, they make Kiddush on their own kos, so then they can be toim first. But if they don't have their own kos, then they have to wait for the Mekadesh. Forget about waiting for the Mekadesh to be toim. How can they be yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush Bechlal? It's like they were Mekadesh Shalom ala kos. They didn't have their own kos in front of them. How does the whole thing work? So apparently the Rosh argues with Tosfos. Chazon Ish is not explaining the Rosh. But the Rosh seems to be saying the following. The Rosh seems to be saying that really both dinim of Shomea Ka'ona are correct. Shomea Ka'ona works in two ways. But it depends what you're doing. Right? Shomea Ka'ona can work as a shlichus. It can work as linking up to the Mekadesh. But it can also work as a Dibur Mamish. It just depends what you're doing. Right? If you have a kos in front of you, then you can be yotzei like a medaber. You can be yotzei midin shomea ka'ona mamish if you have a kos in front of you. Because then it's like a mekadesh ala kos. But says the Rosh, if you don't have a kos in front of you, then you're not mekadesh ala kos. You can't be kemedaber. But who says you can't be yotzei? The Rosh holds the lower level din of shomea ka'ona also applies. Maybe shomea ka'ona also means that as long as I link up with someone who's being yotzei the mitzvah, I can be yotzei too. That can work. I can be yotzei with his bracha. So what do I need both dinim? There's a nafkamina. The nafkamina is, can I drink first? If I have a kos in front of me, so then I have the more expansive din of shomea ka'ona under my belt, right? I can use the more expansive din of shomea ka'ona that shomea is kemedaber mamish. So then it's as if I'm being mekadesh ala kos, so then I can drink even before the mekadesh. If I don't have a kos in front of me and I can only use the limited din of shomea ka'one, then it's enough that I link up with someone who's mekadesh ala kos in order to be yotzei the mitzvah. If he's yotzei, then I can be yotzei. But because he's the only one who's the mekadesh, right? He's the mevarech. We don't look at me as a mevarech. I'm just linking up to the mevarech because he's the mevarech. I have to wait until he's toim before I can be toim. Okay, that lechora is the way to understand the Rosh. That the Rosh holds the tzvei dinim here. Both halachas apply. Depending on which halacha you'll be able to apply, that will determine whether you'll be able to drink before the mevarech, or you'll have to wait until the mevarech drinks first. Muri.
Could we link up this Rosh to the Tosfos we saw in Brachos about the Chatchila Bidi Eved, about Shemei Ke'one?
You're saying the fact that the Rosh says it's what, mitzvah lishtos? You mean that's...
That if it's better for you to have the cup in front of you. If you don't, you can rely on the other kind of dibur.
Does the Rosh say it's better to have the cup in front of you? You're saying the Rosh should hold that way?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. If he learns like Tosfos and Brachos, then that would be true. Right? Then that would be true. But not everyone would necessarily say that. Right? We said according to Tosfos and Brachos, according to Tosfos and Brachos, lechatchila, one shouldn't rely on Shomea Ka'one, right? He's saying that according to the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam, that Shmia is Kedibur Mamish, that even according to the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam, that Shmia is Kedibur Mamish, it's better to do Dibur rather than to rely on the din of Shomea Ka'one, right? So that's... No, but that's not what the Rosh is saying over here, right? They're saying it's lechatchila one should be medaber. One should actually be medaber. Is the Rosh... You're saying, according to Tosfos and Brachos, the Rosh would say better for a person to make their own kiddush rather than to be yotzei midin shomea ka'ona. I'm sorry?
Maybe you can apply this svara that it's better for you to be involved some way than not be involved at all.
I don't know if that's what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying, don't rely on Shomea Ke'one, do the One itself, do the Dibur itself. So if the Rosh subscribes to Tosfos, then he would say, better to be Yotzei with your own Kiddush than to listen to someone else making Kiddush. But I don't know if the Rosh would say that there's enough Kamina, whether I have my own Kos or I don't have my own Kos. That's a Din Shtia, that's a different Halacha. I'm not sure if that would extend. There's another issue that might hinge on this question as well, how we understand Shomea Ka'ona. We mentioned that there's a discussion in the Poskim Who has to drink from the Koshel Bracha? The Yesh Mefarshim and the Rosh seem to say that the Mavarech doesn't have to be the one to drink. Other people can drink. Another person can drink. Person, people, what exactly is going on? So the Shulchan Aruch actually quotes three different opinions about this. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kiddush, in Simin Reish Ayin Aleph, in Sif Yud Aleph, Shulchan Aruch says, Im lo tom ha-makadish v'tom echad me'ham esubim kim lo lugma v'yotza. The first thing in Shulchan Aruch is that even if one of the Mesubim drank Kimelo Lugmav, he drank a shir, the Yotze. Ve'en shtia shnayim etzterefes l'melo Lugmav. The first day holds that you need one person to drink. It's not enough that multiple people drink a shir Kimelo Lugmav. No, one person has to drink Kimelo Lugmav. Mikal makom mitzvah min amuvcha shi'etam ukulam. The Shulchan Aruch says, but everyone should drink from the kosher shel bracha. It's a mitzvah, it shows a chashivas for the coast that everyone is drinking. That's one day. That's one of the mesubim has to drink a full shir. V'yesh omrim says the Shulchan Aruch, the kevan shebein kulam tom ukim lo lugma v'yatzim the shtias kulam itzaref as the kashir. Second shita is that you need a shir kim lo lugma amongst everyone. You don't have to have any particular individual drinking kashir. As long as you drink kashir amongst all of them, it's enough. The Hagaonim sovrim says the Shulchan Aruch, the Gaonim have a bigger chumr. Shim lo tom amakadish lo yatzim. If the Mekadesh himself wasn't toim, Kishir, they were not Yotzei. They were not Yotzei Kiddush B'dvarim. No, they were not Yotzei the din of HaMavarech Tzarech Sheyitom. V'roi Lochosh L'divreim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, you should be Choshesh for the Gaonim. Three Shittas in the Shulchan Aruch, who has to drink? The Gaonim are the most Machmer, the Mekadesh has to drink. Then there's a Shita that one person has to drink, a full shear. Doesn't have to be the Mekadesh, but one person. Either the Mekadesh or one of the Shomim, but it has to be a full shear for one person. And then there's the biggest kula, that as long as they drink Kimelo Lugmav amongst all of them, that's enough to be Mekayim, the Din of Amavar Tzarech Shiyitim. What are they arguing about? So we know the Din of Amavar Tzarech Shiyitim, as Rashi in Erevin and Daf Mem Amibay says, the whole din that you have to drink from the Kosher Baruch is that it shouldn't be a Gnai Lakos. You're being Mekayim Kiddush Bidvar. Al hakos, midrabbanan, you have to show a chashivas for the kiddush to say kiddush on the kos. But Chazal also said you should also drink from the kos. I'm a varach tzarech shi'itom, so it shouldn't be a gnai lakos. What does that mean? It shouldn't be a gnai lakos. Sounds like that there's a din in the cheftza shel kos that we don't want it to be disgraceful for the kos, that we're making a brach on the kos and we're not drinking. So what does that mean? What constitutes gnai lakos? So some look at it and say that the kos requires a shir shtia, right? It has to be drunk a certain amount. If you drink, imagine you take a kos, you have a kosher bracha, you make a bracha on a kos, and you just sip a little bit, just a little bit. So that's still a gnai lakos because you're not really drinking a lot from the kos. So the basic shita is that it's a din that a certain amount of the kos has to be drunk. That's the most makel shita, that shtias kulam can be mitzarev, because the key is that the kos is drunk. As long as a shir, kimelo lugmav, rov revius is drunk from the coast, then that's enough that it shouldn't be a gnai lakos. That's one shita. The other shita holds that, no, that's not enough. It's not enough that the coast is drunk. There has to be a shesia shiesh bo hanah in the coast. There has to be a chosh of a shesia here. If one person doesn't drink kimelo lugmav, so what, everyone just took a sip from the coast? That's not enough. You need a shesia chashuva in order that it shouldn't be a gnai lakos. So that shita holds that it's enough that one person drinks kashir. You don't need the mavarech, but one person has to drink a full shir. Can't be mitzarei for drinking from all the people there. But the gaonim hold that if the mavarech makes a bracha on the kos, it's a gnai lakos unless he drinks from the kos. He's the one making the bracha. So what's he making the bracha and giving the kos to someone else? It's like he's throwing the kos away. That's still a gnai lakos. They're the most macher. They say that as long as someone makes a brach on the kos, he himself has to drink kimlo lugmav. Because if not, it's going to be a gnai lakos. Perhaps one could suggest, what's the deeper machlokas over here between the gaonim and the middle shita? Why should I say that the mavarech has to be toim, or one of the mesubim can be toim as well? Okay, I can understand the ones who claim that everyone can be mitzdarif. They're saying as long as the kos is drunk, it's enough. But if you assume that one person has to drink kashir, so it's like, why is that true? Right? One person should drink kashir, but it can be one of the shomim. And that's already not a genayla kos. Right? One shita holds it's enough that one of the shomim drinks. That's not a genayla kos. And the other shita says, no, dafka the mevarech has to drink. I don't know. I think the shita that dafka the mevarech, I think the shita of the Gaon, makes a lot of sense. Dafka the mevarech has to drink, because if not, it's a genayla kos. He makes a bracha on the kos, and then he's not going to drink from the kos. That turns out that the mevarech didn't drink from the kos. If he didn't drink from the kos, isn't that a genayla kos? What's the answer? The other shita, the middle shita that says one of the shomim can drink a shir and that's sufficient. What's he assuming, Rabosai? Help me. Shalom.
Shomei Kaona.
What didn't Shomei Kaona?
It's literally the same person.
Exactly. What the middle shita might be assuming is that Shomei is Kaona Mamish. If someone is Shomei from the Mevarech, it's like he's a Mevarech. It's Mamish beautiful. The Gaonim hold that HaMevarech Tzor Shita means the Mevarech has to be towing. And only the Mevarech is the Mevarech. Even if others are being Yotzi from the Mevarech, they're Yotzi Midin Shomer Ka'onah, that they're linking up to the Kiyum Mitzvah of the Mevarech. But they're not a Medaber, they're not a Mevarech. So if the Mevarech himself is not going to be torn from the Kos, it's Docha Genayla Kos. Comes the middle Shita and says, why is that a Genayla Kos? Shomer is Kemevarech. Shomer Ka'onah, he's like a Medaber. So Al Pidin, if the Shomea drinks Kishir, it's like the Mevarech is drinking Kishir. They're all a Mevarech over here. The Kol Shel Bracha has to be drunk by a Mevarech, not by the Mevarech. They're all a Mevarech. So if they're all a Mevarech, then it makes sense that as long as one of the Shomim drinks a full Shir from the coast, that should be sufficient, even if the actual Mevarech is not the one drinking the Shir. Okay, so this Shaila of the Chazon Ish, this question as to the nature of the Din of Shomea Ka'ona, whether it's actual dibur, or it's simply linking up to someone who's being yotze the mitzvah, this question can have many nafkamina related to Kol Shel Bracha itself. There are many nafkamina to this shail in general, in Birchas Kohanim and other things. But even in Kol Shel Bracha, right, we find three issues that we've seen so far. Right, there are three issues. First of all, do all of the mesubim have to have a kos in front of them to be yotze midin shomei ka'onah? That could be one issue that hinges on this question. Secondly, are the mesubim allowed to be toim before the mevarech is actually toim? The question that's the machlokas, the yesh mefarshim, and the rush. And thirdly, this question as to who actually has to drink from the kos? Who has to drink kashir from the kos? Everyone has to drink kashir? Or do we say, no, the mevarech has to drink? But even if you say the mevarech has to drink, who's called the Mevarech? Is it necessary for the actual Mevarech to drink? Or is it sufficient that one of the Shomim drinks a full Shir? All of these questions, all of these Shailas could hinge on that basic question as to how to understand Shomei Ka'onah, whether the Shomei is actually like a Medaber, or he's simply linking up to the Mevarech, and through that linkage he's going to be Yotzi the Mitzvah. Okay. So Tosfos has this Suffolk. Tosfos has a Suffolk whether every member of the Bnei Bayis has to have their own dalakosos. The din of dalakosos, according to Tosfos, is certainly not a chov ashtiel like the Rambam, but rather it's a din koshel bracha. But Tosfos has a suffix whether everyone, all of the Bnei Bayis, should need their own kosos anyway. Because maybe when a person is yotze a koshel bracha, the way to do it is by having one's own kos. If you hold Shomei Ka'one, as the Chazon Ish explains, if you hold Shomei Ka'one is kimedaber mamish, then he needs the kos in front of him in order to be mekadesh al kos, in order to be mevarich al kos. Suffolk and Tosfos. What does Tosfos conclude in the end? He brings a raya from the Gemara Daf Kuf Chesam and Beis Bar Chinuch, Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda, Tanakama Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama says that Rabbi Yehuda says, what toelas do the tinokos have b'yayin? So Tosfos says, at first glance, it sounds like the machlokas is, right? The Tanakama seems to be saying that the tinokos have a kos, that the ketanim shehigiyu l'chinuch have a kos. Rabbi Yehuda's whole discussion is, what toelas is there for the tinokos b'yayin? What's he saying? He's saying if you're gonna if you require dalet kosos for the ketanim, so what are you assuming that there's a koshel bracha The tinokos have to be yotze, the din of kosher bracha. They're going to have their own kosas. If they're going to have their own kosas, is the din of hamavar tzerch shiutum in the kos. Even if that's only a secondary din, right? It's secondary. The key is kosher bracha. But there is this din of hamavar tzerch shiutum in the kos. So tinokos don't enjoy yayin. So what kind of a chinuch is there? You can't have the chinuch of kosher bracha if the possibility of shtia doesn't even exist, because they're not going to be yotze, the din of hamavar tzerch shiutum. What's the toelis for the ketanim b'yayin? So it says tosis. It sounds like according to the Tanakama, even the ketanim are going to have a kos. So tosis says, no, perhaps it can be docha, that all the ketanim need is they have to be shomea birchas arba kosos, mishum chinuch. So it's difficult. It's very difficult. Not the pashup shat. They have to hear birchas dalet kosos, but since the kos is ala yayin, and the tinokos have no connection to the yayin, they have no enjoyment from the yayin, it doesn't make any sense that they should even have to be yotze, to even have to be shomea koso shel bracha on yayin. It's a doche pshat, but that's what Tosis suggests, to be doche. V'nira lahachmer says, Tosis, I think it should be machmer lahatzuch arba kosos l'chol echad. Tosis comes around to say, I think it should be machmer. You know why he holds you should be machmer? Because the other pshat is the doche pshat in the Gemara and Daf Kuvches. Posh pshat is the Gemara and Daf Kuvches says beferish that there's a din chinuch to have a kos in front of each one of the ketanim, because if not, then what's the conversation between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda? That's the chor what Tosis is saying. The maskon of Tosis is that he thinks everyone should have dalek kosos. The anoshim, the noshim, and the ketanim too. They can't be yotzim idin shomer ka'one. Everyone has to have their own kos. Even by kos shel bracha, everyone has to have their own kos. V'amachmer tzarech lizar shelo yehe kosam pogam da'amer begemara tamo pogmo. And adds Tosis another nakuda. Not only do I say that everyone should have their own kos, even the ketanim idin chinuch, but now that I tell you that everyone needs their own kos, not just the noshim and the other gedolim at the table, but even ketanim, right? The first point of Tosis is that the noshim and the other gedolim need their own kos. But comes Tosis and says from the Gemara of Kufches, you see the ketanim need their own kos too, midin chinuch. So says Tosis, once I tell you, once you realize that the ketanim need their own kos midin chinuch, what kind of kos do they need? It can't be a kos pogam. Can't be a kos pogam. It can't be a kos that someone drank out of. Because if you drank out of it, then you can't be osed in a chinuch that kos. What's Tosis saying? What's the havamina? Tosis says that I think even the ketanim need a kos midin chinuch. So since because you need a kos midin chinuch, so it can't be a kos pogam. What's the havamina to assume that it could be a kos pogam? What's Tosis saying over here? Is a havamina that it could be a kos pogam kamashmalan that it shouldn't be a kos pogam? So l'chor, what Tosis is saying is he's emphasizing his first point that he made in the beginning. Tosis l'shitasam. Tosis holds that dalet kosos are a din of koshel bracha. They're a din of koshel bracha. But says Tosfos, the din of koshel bracha is that it can't be a kos pogam. That's a din, not just in dalet kosos, it's a din in kiddush. The Gemara he's quoting, Tama Pogmo, that's a Gemara about Kiddush. Kiddush, Avdala, all kosos shabracha. They can't be a kos pogam. It can't be a kos that someone drank out of already. So says Tosfos, all dalit kosos have to have a din of kos shabracha. All the dalit kosos have a din of kos shabracha. So because they have a din of kos shabracha, they can't be a kos pogam. He's just emphasizing his point that it's a svara that dalit kosos are like Kiddush of Kol Hashana. They all have a din of kos shabracha. So because they have a din of kol shabracha, it can't be a kos pogam. According to the Rambam, that the whole halacha of dalet kosos is just a chova shtia, according to the Rambam, does it make sense? Should you require that it shouldn't be a kos pogam? Epsha, one could say, according to the Rambam, that maybe even a kos pogam is enough. Because if the whole thing is a chova shtia, maybe taka kos pogam would be enough. Rabbeinu David on Daf Kufches Amud Beis actually writes this. He doesn't say the whole lumdus, but in the midst of a whole discussion, we're not doing the Gemara Kufches Amud Beis. So you got to wait before you look at the. You can look at the Rabbeinu David, but before you look at it, you have to first do the sugya. But in the midst of that of a piece, there in Dibur Maschil Ve'ein, in the Rabbeinu David on Kufches Amud Beis, he says Ve'af al pishu pogam ein bekach klum she'ein apagam posel elo lebracha. Dr. Rabbeinu David. So a brisker Rabbeinu David, right? What's he saying? He's saying a kos pogam is okay for dalet kosos. It's not a problem. He's going on that whole sugya that hishka mehen labana v'lebnei beso, that you gave the children to drink, you gave the bnei bayis to drink. You can still be yotze as long as you drink rov kos. So the Rabbi Nadavid is assuming, oh, the balabayis is going to drink after everyone drank. How can he drink after everyone drank? It's a kos pogum. What's going on over here? So comes to Rabbi Nadavid and says, no, it's not a kos pogum. It's not a kos pogum. Pagam doesn't passel. For bracha it passels, but not for dalad kosos. Why not? Why not? Rabbi Nadavid is assuming that dalad kosos is a chovas shtia. So the whole idea is that there's a chiyav to drink a kos, so do I care that it's a kos pogum? That's a dinin kosho bracha. Dalad kosos is not a dinin kosho bracha. It's only a chovas shtia b'vaad. That's it. So if it's only a chovas shtia b'vaad, Rabbi Nadavid would say kos pogum is not a problem. Tosus l'shitasim is saying that it's a svara that dalad kosos is like kiddush of kol hashana kula. That the whole din is a din kosher bracha. Tosus later concludes, even though it's kosher bracha, everyone needs their own kosos, because even by regular kosher bracha, everyone should have their own kos. But since the yesod is that dalad kosos is a din kosher bracha, so then it should come out that a kos pogam is going to be possible. Since kos pogam is possible for kosher bracha, so kos pogam is going to be possible for dalad kosos. That's what Tosus is assuming. That for chinuch, you need the same kos that the gadol is going to have. And since dalad kosos is a din kosher bracha, then it can't be a kos pogam. If it's a kos pogam, it's possible for the kosher bracha, and therefore you're not going to be able to be yotze the din, not a gadol, and not a kot. Okay. So what clearly emerges from this Tosus is that the kos that the katan is going to have for chinuch is going to be exactly the same as the kos that the gadol is going to have for his dalad kosos. Just like the gadol can't have a kos pogam because there's a din kosher bracha here, so too the katan can't have a kos pogam because he has to be yotzi the din kosher bracha. That's the clear impression you get from Tosfos. That the kos has to fulfill the requirement of dalad kosos even for a gadol in order for the katan to be yotzi his mitzvah of chinuch. Is that a chiddush? Okay, Tosus is trying to tell us l'shitasam that it's the same type of kos, right? That there's this din of kosher bracha by dalad kosos. So therefore it has to be pogam, right? And therefore it can't be pogam. But what's the why does he have to put this in with the ketanim? Hamachmer tzarich sheizar shelo yehi kosam pogam. Tosus should have just said, you know, you should just realize that the gedolim have to make sure that their dalad kosos are not going to be a kos pogam, because dalad kosos have a din of kosher bracha. Why does he say this as part of the din chinuch? He's saying a chiddush that even by the kos of the ketanim, it shouldn't be a kos pogam. Is that such a chiddush? Would I assume that it should be able to be a kos pogam? What do you think? Let's say it comes the first day of Sukkot, and you want your ketan to be yotzei the din of chinuch, dalad minim. So can you give him the lulav and esrog to be yotzei? Can you give him a lulav and esrog? Can he borrow your lulav and esrog without even asking you? Let's say the katan borrows your lulav and esrog and makes a bracha. He's a smart katan, you know? He's a smart katan, he's in 7th grade already. His Rebbe told him he should make a bracha on the lulav and esrog. He told him the bracha, and he has to hold the esrog upside down. He knows all the halachas. He's a smart kid. So let's say he says, you know what, before Abba gives me lulav and esrog, I'll go and make the bracha myself. It's your lulav and esrog. Now we know the first day, lekachlan lachem bayom harishon, it has to be lachem, it has to belong to you. So he's only borrowing the lulav and esrog from you. Was he yotze? He took a lulav and esrog that's borrowed on the first day. Was he yotze? It's a lulav and esrog. It's not posel. But it's shol. It's only borrowed. What's the din? What's the din when it comes to chinuch? Does the katan have to have exactly the same cheftza as a gadol in order to be yotze the din of chinuch? Or maybe there's room for negotiation. So that is the question that Tosus is clearly addressing. So we have to see the mitzvah of chinuch in other areas, see what the Rishonim say about the mitzvah of chinuch in other areas, about lulav and other halachas, maybe sukkah. Is it necessary to be mechanech a child to do the mitzvah with the same hechsher, the same cheftza that a gadol would do the mitzvah? Or perhaps there's more room for leniency when it comes to chinuch. If we better understand what the Rishonim say about this question, then perhaps we'll get a deeper understanding as to the chiddush of Tosus in our sugya on Daf Tzadi Tes.